Welcome to the Brand Master Podcast, a show specialized in helping branding professionals and entrepreneurs to build brands using strategy, psychology, and creative thinking. This episode originally aired on the Brand Master Academy YouTube channel, which you can find by searching Brand Master Academy on YouTube. What's up, brand builders? Stephen Hurahan here at brandmasteracademy.com. And in this video, we're diving deep into brand adjectives to inspire your personality and strategy. So you can master the art of brand linguistics and stand out in a saturated market to foster a brand identity that resonates, engages, and converts. Now, branding is about connecting a business with a group of people. Now, a brand's products and services play a significant role in influencing purchasing behavior, but so does brand personality, defined by the brand's adjectives. Brand adjectives are the words that you use to shape how your brand shows up in the market, including how it looks and how it speaks. Though it doesn't define what the brand says, it defines the way it says it, and it's a major factor in whether or not your brand resonates with your audience. In this video, you'll discover what brand adjectives are and how they can help to influence your audience's buying decisions. Now, imagine a world where brands are faceless entities, devoid of any character or emotion. It's a bit bland, isn't it? This is where brand adjectives come into play. They breathe life into brands, giving them a distinct voice and personality. Just as we use adjectives to describe people, like charismatic or reliable, brands use them to convey their essence. And these descriptors shape the brand's narrative, making it relatable and memorable. In essence, brand adjectives are the unsung heroes working behind the scenes to ensure that your brand stands out in a crowded marketplace. Now look, the concept of brand adjectives is nothing new. Ancient civilizations stamped their goods with unique symbols as a precursor to modern logos. But as commerce evolved, so did branding. The Industrial Revolution brought mass production and with it, the need for differentiation. Enter brand adjectives. Early advertisers began using descriptive words to position their products. So, for instance, a soap brand might tout itself as luxurious or gentle. But over time, these adjectives became integral to branding, evolving from mere descriptors to powerful tools that shape consumer perception and loyalty. Now, in today's digital age, consumers are absolutely bombarded with countless brand messages on a daily basis. So, how do you make sure that your brand doesn't get lost in all that noise? Well, the answer lies in brand adjectives. Now, these descriptors act as a beacon guiding consumers toward brands that resonate with who they are and what they need, the challenges they're going through, and the objectives that they have. They help to paint a vivid picture, turning abstract brands into tangible attributes. So, whether that's a tech company branding itself as innovative or a fashion brand exuding elegance, brand adjectives bridge the gap between business and their target audience, fostering this sense of trust, affinity, and familiarity. So why are brand adjectives really important for brand success? Well, think of your favorite brands. What words come to mind? Perhaps reliable for a car brand or refreshing for a beverage. Now, these associations aren't accidental. Brands invest heavily in crafting the right image and adjectives to play a pivotal role in that. They influence consumer behavior from the initial brand perception to the final purchase decision. A well-chosen adjective can elevate a brand, making it the go-to choice in a competitive market. Now, conversely, inconsistent or inauthentic adjectives can deter potential customers. So essentially, brand adjectives aren't just words, they're strategic assets driving business success. Now, this is true in life and it's also true in business. First impressions matter. And in the world of branding, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression, just as you don't in life. Brand adjectives are like the outfit that your brand wears to the first date with its consumers. So choose the right outfit or the right adjective and you're golden. Mess it up and, well, let's just say there won't be a second date. These adjectives shape how customers view your brand from the get-go, and they influence whether or not they will swipe left or they swipe right on your offerings as well. So make sure you understand who it is you're trying to attract, who it is you're trying to engage, and understanding what they want as well. When you understand that, then you can reweave the right adjectives into your brand. Now, brand adjectives are present in both positioning and in personality. When you position a brand, you're trying to own a position in their mind. And if you assign an adjective to the position that you're trying to own, it's much easier for your audience to position you in that place. So define the adjectives that you want to own in the mind of your audience, and that will help you to solidify that position in their mind. Now, brands, much like humans, have personalities. Some are bold, others are reserved. Some are playful, others are serious. And just as you wouldn't describe yourself as a living organism with hair, brands need more than generic descriptors. Brand adjectives gives depth to a brand's personality, making sure that it's more life of the party and less business number 567482. So how do you use brand adjectives effectively? Well, slapping random adjectives onto your brand is like putting ketchup on ice cream. Sure, you can do it, but it's not advisable and it's not effective. Effective utilization requires strategy, and it's about understanding your brand's core values and aligning them with the adjectives that resonate. It's about understanding your brand's positioning and aligning them with the adjectives that resonate. And it's about understanding your brand's personality and aligning them with the adjectives that resonate. I've repeated the same thing a few times here. It's about resonating and using adjectives to resonate. So how then do you choose the right adjectives? Well, it isn't rocket science, but at the same time, it's not a game of eeny, meeny, miny, mo either. Think of your brand as a person. Would it be the life of the party or the quiet thinker in the corner? Now pick words that describe that. Simple, right? Now, just remember, cool and awesome might work for describing your favorite toy, but brands need a little bit more thought. Think about the role that you want your brand to play here. Is it going to guide your audience along? Is it going to motivate them? Is it going to be a status symbol? Knowing the role that you want your brand to play is key when selecting the right adjectives. Now, as I've said before, brand adjectives are more than just descriptors. They're the building blocks of your brand's identity. They shape perceptions, they influence decisions, and they foster connections as well. In a world where consumers are inundated with choice, the right adjectives can set your brand apart, creating lasting impressions and driving loyalty as well. As brand builders, it is our responsibility to choose these words wisely, making sure that they resonate, differentiate, and inspire as well. For a comprehensive list of brand adjectives to inspire your brand journey, read our article in the link below. We really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to learn more brand strategy techniques to level up your skills, make sure you check out brandmasteracademy.com. There's plenty of free resources and premium content for you to download and get you going. If you'd like to join our Facebook group full of like-minded brand strategists, all learning from each other, then find us by searching for the Brand Strategy Community, where you can find exclusive content for members as well. If you enjoyed this content, please be sure to give us an honest review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listened, and make sure you tune in for the next episode of the Brand Master Podcast.